Podquiz 1117. Hi there, and welcome to Podquiz 1117. Before we start this week, I would like to thank Sharon, who came up with the idea for round one.
Round one.
Let's start this week with a connections music round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And number five is the connection between the four.
Question one.
Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
Question two.
Can she tease you? She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows.
Question three.
Careful creature, made friends with time. He left her lonely with a diamond mine. And those ocean eyes don't fall. He really wanna make me cry.
Question four.
A strange glow in the sky. And nobody seems to know where you go. And what does it mean? Oh, is it a dream?
Question five.
Please tell me the connection between those four songs.
Round two.
Round two is on tequila.
Question six.
The drink tequila is named after the town of Tequila in which country?
Question seven.
As of 2024, which is the world's best-selling brand of tequila, with 9.5 million cases sold that year? Is it Casamigos, Jose Cuervo, or Patron?
Question 8.
Tequila is made from the roasted core of which succulent plant?
Question 9.
Which American rock band released the 1973 single called Tequila Sunrise?
Question 10.
The Paloma is a cocktail that mixes tequila, lime juice, and which fruit-flavored soda?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on sport. You're about to hear five short clips of sports being played, and in each case I'd like you to tell me the name of the game.
Question 11. Question 12. Question 13.
Try. Snap. 3/4. Liquid. Full 20 high. That's 1 internal. 2 now. 3 bite. 4 leads in. 5 leads in. 6 that's at 80. 7, 3. 8, 3. 9, 45, and 10.
Question 14. Question 15. Round 4.
The final round this week is potluck.
Question 16.
In economics, what term describes a market dominated by a single seller and is also the name of a game that was originally designed to highlight the negative consequences of such a market?
Question 17.
Composed between 1718 and 1723, The Four Seasons is a group of four violin concerti by which Italian composer?
Question 18.
How many hearts do octopuses have? 1, 3, or 8?
Question 19.
Who was the first woman to make a non-stop solo transatlantic flight in 1932?
Question 20.
One of the seven wonders of the ancient world, in which city was the 12-meter-tall Statue of Zeus? I'll be back in 2.5 minutes with the answers after Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise.
And now,
give me another shot.
The answers
of Tequila Moonrise.
What if you feel like I...
Number one was Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Frankie Valli.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Number two was Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Number three was Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish. Number four was Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel.
Bright eyes, burning like fire.
And number five, The Connection. We had Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Betty Davis Eyes, Ocean Eyes and Bright Eyes. The Connection is Eyes.
Round two.
Round two was on Tequila. And the answer to number six, the town of Tequila is in Mexico. Number seven, the world's best-selling brand of tequila is Jose Cuervo. Number eight, tequila is made from blue agave, although I will accept simply agave for that. Number nine, Tequila Sunrise was a song by Eagles. And number 10, the Paloma is made with grapefruit-flavoured soda.
Round 3.
Round 3 was sport, and the answer to number 11 was bowling. Number 12 was fencing. Number 13 was rowing. Number 14 was skateboarding. And number 15 was basketball.
Round 4.
The final round was potluck. And the answer to number 16, the term meaning a market dominated by a single seller, is a monopoly. Number 17, it was Antonio Vivaldi who composed the Four Seasons. Number 18, octopuses have three hearts. Number 19, the first non-stop solo transatlantic flight by a woman was by Amelia Earhart. And number 20, the statue of Zeus was in Olympia. That's it for Podquiz 1117. Thank you very much for listening. We have some messages. Congratulations on your GCSE results, Sophie, from Hannah and Jude, who say they are extremely proud of you. Happy 35th birthday, Beth, from Rich, Jack and Alex. And happy birthday to Addy for the 27th of August. We love you, Mama. Love from your wife, Steggy, and your two boys, Austin and Henry. Bye now.